It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
There we go.
Here's the good news.
And your midweek Wednesday installment of
Not necessarily the news.
Where our news bucket is always half full or overflowing, depending on what amount of precipitation you got last night. Welcome, Hanksters. Have fun as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Well, tonight's lead story, it could have fallen yesterday, but it turns out it hung up there for one extra day. But NASA, I wouldn't say is warning everybody, but they are letting everybody know that a 1,300-pound satellite will crash into Earth at some point today. Now, the Van Allen Probe A will re-enter Earth's atmosphere. Sometime it may have overnight.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
I would have dressed up.
They have a hard time figuring this out, though. They say it's plus or minus 24 hours. And it's not sure exactly where the debris will fall. Most of it will burn up. But since it's 1,300 pounds, a lot of it won't. So, just a heads up. Literally a heads up today. Yeah.
Not anywhere.
You know, it's... You've got about a 1 in 4,200 chance of being fine or being hit.
Yeah.
You're going to be
great.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe it'll hit in Iran. You know, we'll just group it in with everything else. Wouldn't it? Everything else.
So picture this. You're one of the youngest, hottest athletes in DFW history. You've got the world at your feet. With talent, money, fame, a beautiful fiance, two daughters. And guess what happens? Everything falls apart and your romantic life goes down the drain. Who do you think it is? Not Dak Prescott.
Yes, here we go!
This would be our good buddy, Luka Doncic. Baller reveals that he's ended his engagement to fiance Anna Maria Goltez. She filed for child support and attorney fees yesterday in California. He had no idea what was actually going on, but he did tell the press that everything he does is for his daughter's happiness and will always fight to be with them and give them the best life he can.
So is this LeBron getting rid of her too? Because LeBron controls everything there with the Lakers.
Oh, I had no idea.
And there's rumors that they are on the outs as teammates.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're not besties?
So it looks like the honeymoon period for Luka in L.A. is maybe wearing off. Well, it looks like he's not even going to get a honeymoon. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, you got to be married to get the honeymoon.
Be careful with that. Also in sports news, in the NBA no less, last night it was a record-breaking performance out of the... I'm sure you were glued to the Miami Heat-Washington Wizards contest.
Well, it was hot and it was magical.
There you go. Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat scored 83 points in the game last night against the Wizards. And that is the second most points scored in an NBA game in history. Wilt Chamberlain still has the record of 100 points back in 1962. Probably still will never be broken, but he passed Kobe Bryant, who had 81 points in 2006. And then, by the way, the Heat also beat the Wizards, 150 to 129. So a lot of defense was being played.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the World Baseball Classic, which is going on, Italy stuns the United States last night, 8-6. And that leaves the Americans needing help to advance into the next round. Actually, it was former Ranger pitcher Michael Lorenzen. Allowed 2 hits, 4 2/3 scoreless innings, and he kept the USA team pretty silent through most of it until late in the game. U.S. was down 8-1, and then finally in the 7th, Pete Crow Armstrong hit a 3-run homer. But ultimately, the U.S. is now going to need help to move on in the World Baseball Classic. We got beaten baseball by Italy.
Well, I mean... They're having a big moment right now. They just had...
Now, they had their moment.
I know.
They had their moment.
But it's a contagion.
The torch is out.
It's just going to keep going.
And maybe so is the... I don't know. Is somebody going to get married, too, on that team? And that's why it's falling apart? We need to watch out. Careful getting married, everybody.
Everyone's invited.
See? Well, that's over, honey. But
there,
thank you.
There we go. If you want to live like a real-life country queen, well, Miranda Lambert has your chance. She's selling the Texas estate where she was raised. It features two homes, a shooting range, a pond, and is situated on 25 acres in beautiful Lyndale, going for $1.6 million.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, more proof that we're just moving on. Forgiveness is king or queen. Miranda Lambert and Casey Musgraves, apparently their longtime feud may be over.
Wow.
See? She's admitted she's talked a lot of smack over the years.
See, even they can get together and patch things up.
I guess it was all over that song, Mama's Broken Heart.
Yes,
Miranda,
I do believe that is where that. But now the house that built her is up for sale.
I know, see?
Even though she still sounds really bad. Do you think after she sells it, then a couple of years later, she'll just come back and ask if she can walk around like she does in the song?
Yeah, that wouldn't be weird at all.
No, not at all.
I mean, you should have your in-laws do it.
Nobody
it does have a shooting
that.
Range.
Nobody does that. A father-son duo in Alabama just made history. Jimmy Rush recently turned 80 and walked into Winslow's Oyster Bar in Mobile to fulfill a lifelong family goal. You see, his 99-year-old father walked in with him, and they redeemed a legendary offer that's been hanging on that sign in that restaurant for decades that says, free oysters to any man 80 years old, accompanied by his father. Well, there you go.
Whoa!
Yeah, they're the first ever. It's been a tradition since 1972, but they're the first ever to walk in and actually be able to redeem the thing. By the way, his younger brother, Carl, who's 79, can't wait for next year.
That's good.
There
that's
you
exciting.
Go. That's awesome. There. Very cool.
I don't think that's going to happen for me. It is official. Mickey Rourke, well, he needs some new digs. The actor was just evicted from his apartment.
Oh, man.
Remember that? There was all these proceedings going on. He was having some troubles. And all his fans pitched in. And they raised $100,000 in GoFundMe money. And he said, thank you, but no thank you. I'm a grown man. I don't need your handouts, which is very refreshing in this modern day and age. In the meanwhile, wasn't it just Kato Kaelin's birthday?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could get together.
Yeah.
The world's most famous house guest.
There you go.
Maybe put some money together. Either way, Britney Spears, I'm sure she's got a few extra rooms as well. One thing we will not be seeing about Miss Britney is her mugshot from her arrest.
Aw.
Apparently, authorities at the Ventura County Sheriff's Department have deemed it's not necessary for us to see any of this.
But they did take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not going to release it.
I think they should go full Weatherford and put her in the stripes.
I think they should go like our social media department and just never publish stuff that they print. Yeah. Okay. And then finally, in advancements, and okay, we can stop with the easy photog.
Don't just stand there. Let's get to it.
In food ingenuity advancements, scientists in Japan have now created an onion that does not make your eyes water when it is chopped.
Aww.
They call it the smile ball.
I like it.
And it is showing up in various American markets. If you see it under the name Goldie's, that's what they're calling it over here.
Oh.
I like smile ball better.
Same.
But nonetheless, Goldie's. That is the new onion that will not make your eyes water and make you cry.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no word on advancements when it comes to banana bread. But we'll get scientists on that.
Starting your day the real Texas way.